Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Let's bring in Joe Weisenthal right now from Business Insider. I want to talk about the fiscal cliff. He's written three articles this morning on it. You aggregate in everything that's going on from the New York Times, from Bloomberg News. What have you learned in the last 24 hours about the fiscal cliff?
Well, the big story that sort of came out last night was that we've got the details of the White House's opening offer. And the big surprise were that in addition to wanting to raise taxes on the rich and some spending cuts, that there were actually some stimulus measures, extension of the payroll tax holiday, stuff like that. And I think people thought that was off the table. Extension of emergency unemployment benefits as well. People thought that was off the table. So the reaction was on the right, oh, this is outrageous. They've made a completely insane offer that we
right.
never expect. They're not serious. The truth of the matter, and this is, I think, the key thing you're looking at, like the boring futures this morning, the market recognizes what's going on. This is like the early stages of negotiation. There's plenty of time. This is how you do. You present your offer, everything you want. The other side complains and pretends it's outrageous.
Right.
And then you negotiate. We're not even in December yet.
All your contacts and your work, is everybody just taken off till January 15th?
I mean, it's tempting to say that, and there is this idea that, oh, we're not going to do anything until the fiscal cliff is resolved. But I don't actually see that. I see people not caring as much as we're pretending it is. And that, you know, this idea of a countdown to imminent doom on January 1st does not seem to be actually how it's being treated. People are talking about it. There's a lot of hype and research notes and talk, but the actual market does not seem to be as concerned as the chatter.
Who do you think the public is going to blame if a deal blows up?
I mean, the polls seem fairly clear that if Republicans would get the blame if under the current scenario, there is a possibility that they could turn it around and they could come over the top and say, look, we'll give you everything. We'll even agree to some of these extended measures, these stimulus, but we're not going to raise taxes. And then really put the onus on Obama. Wait, are you going to really tank the economy merely for this idea of raising taxes on the rich? But at the moment, it seems fairly clear that the public would probably blame Republicans if taxes.
Right. But to the real economy, Scarlett, jump in here. The earnings that you're reporting, Tiffany, Kohl's yesterday with that announcement on retail, the backdrop of fiscal cliff this, fiscal cliff that, cliff. Kit Jukes calls it cliff on, cliff off, which I love. The backdrop, your backdrop in the corporate world is not good.
The corporate world, I mean, corporate balance sheets are healthy and companies are in better shape financially than they have in a long time, but they won't do anything. They're just kind of stuck. They're in paralysis mode. They won't go anywhere.
Well, two things. One is, I don't know if you saw the corporate profits as a share of GDP just hit a brand new all-time high yesterday with the second revision of Q3 GDP. So that's good. But then the other thing is, even we had the durable goods report earlier this week, and there's that core number that everyone was watching, the sort of the year-over-year change in the three-month core durable goods, even that ticked up again. There are issues, and there does seem to be this uncertainty factor about the fiscal cliff. Perhaps we see some investment being held back. Investments or surveys do seem to bear out that companies are holding back investment until this is resolved. But most investment is happening. Most numbers have been pretty fine. There is very little evidence.
It's that organic growth rate, that organic sales growth everyone's looking for that just...
It's not there.
And Joe, you're following the market reaction. I wonder if the politicians are using the markets to impose pressure.
Well, there is probably at some point where this idea, the equity vigilantes, as people put it, where at some point, if there were no deal and we got into January, maybe February, and then we're like, oh, they're not getting a deal, we're going to get a recession because of the austerity, the markets go down, that would pressure a deal. At some point, that could happen.
I want to get this in here, Joe. This chart you did the other day was just great. You do it like three charts a day like I do. You and I are chart. It's too quiet out there, and you got policy, help me here, Sarah, you got policy uncertainty and market volatility, and they're going the other way.
Yeah, I first saw this chart at BlackRock, and I thought it was fantastic because if you look at the uncertainty line, or if you look at the two lines, they've historically matched up. So the policy uncertainty line is based on headlines and other stuff like that that would indicate nervousness. The VIX, of course, is based on, you know, options. And this is a rare time where the market is just not tracking the uncertainty that's supposedly in the media.
Great conversation. Let's come back. Joe Weisenthal.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.